This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to RockOnTheMoney.com. Hope you enjoy. Okay.
All right. This one says, I'm 53, made 5 years with my current employer. I put 15% into my 401k. I purchased a home in Texas in April and have been paying that monthly amortization amount in addition to the mortgage as principal only towards my mortgage every month.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's pretty smart. Yeah. I am not debt free. I owe student loans, credit cards, and other loans to the tune of approximately $240,000.
Ouch.
I know I need to have 3 to 6 months of emergency funds saved. Besides that, are you saying I should stop investing 15% even at my age? Again, he's 53. I don't know why I assumed it's a him. And pay all that debt down before paying off the house.
Okay. There's a lot going on here. First of all, let's
he or she.
he or she. You're 53 years old. Does it say how much? It never said how much they have currently saved in their 401k. It really doesn't any difference, but I'm just curious.
It doesn't.
Curious.
No, just 15% into the 401k.
Okay,
but he or she did say they're at 5 years, so it's my guess is they're probably vested at this point.
Yeah, and they also probably work somewhere else before they work at the current employer, because you said they work 5 years with the current employer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a couple things going on here, and you can throw in your two cents in afterwards. If we're going to do baby steps, let's apply the baby steps to this. We're going in a completely different order here. We're jumping into baby step six, and we haven't even done baby step one yet, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
At least we know we haven't done two or three. They may have the $1,000 in savings.
Yep.
You said you're in debt of $240,000.
Right. That's not going away just because you retire.
Right. When you retirement is not an age, it's a number. If you don't have the money, you don't retire. But number one, that debt is keeping you from your retirement. You got to get rid of that debt. I say, you guys stop that 15%. You need to find every bit of money. You need to do Amanda's budget. You have to trim everything that is extra. No more Netflix, none of this stuff. You have a big hole to fill and you need a big shovel. If your one job isn't bringing enough income, you're gonna have to do some stuff in the evenings and weekends. That's all there is to it. Because until you get rid of that $240,000, it didn't even mention that was mortgage, right? No, it's not mortgage. This is
an addition.
Forget the mortgage. You're paying extra the mortgage. You should be taking every bit of money, pay your regular mortgage. Everything else goes to that debt. And you've got to get rid of that before you worry about your mortgage or your 401k.
Yeah, no, this is a great question. I'm so glad that this person wrote in, because there's a chance here we can help course correct.
Yes.
Before it's too late.
Right. So if you do the baby steps, you're going completely backwards. And there's a reason why you got to do it the other way. Please stop paying extra on the mortgage. I don't care how, where you're at on it. Stop that. Everything goes towards your debt, and you got to work some extra hours, do some extra jobs in the evening. You got to do some side gigs. You got to get rid of it. The sooner you get rid of that, you're on the way to financial freedom, but that 240 is going to kill you.
You know, it's a little scary, 53 years old to still have student loans.
I know.
How does that happen?
There was no breakdown between student loans, credit cards, and other loans, right?
No, but student loans are usually on a 10-year payment plan.
Yeah.
Anyway, great suggestions, Craig. I agree 100%.
If we can help you at all, please message us. We will lead you through the steps. We will, and we're not charging for that, guys. We'll lead you through it. I'll help you out. Okay. I want to see you retire and be happy. We got to get rid of that 240,000.
Yep.
If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.